It's a quarter past one on a Sunday morning, and the red and blue lights of a wrangled police cruiser are flashing. Officer Yuri Bezabenko has just made what appears to be a routine traffic stop of a pickup truck with passengers riding in the back. He picks up the radio from the dashboard to call in the traffic stop, then double taps a device on his chest, which activates the body cam's microphone.
10-4.
Hey guys, are there seat belts attached to that truck bed?
For the next 20 or so minutes, the traffic stop proceeds like any other, just viewed from the chest level perspective of Officer Bezabenko.
Do you mind if I see your license, registration, and proof of insurance, please?
It's the first footage released by Wrangell's Police Department from their new body-worn cameras. KSDK requested the footage on June 17th through a public records request. It was delivered 8 days later. The seven new body cameras were purchased using about $35,000 of federal pandemic relief. They're made by Axon, a company that also makes tasers and other law enforcement tech. A good chunk of the money went towards paying for 5 years of secure cloud storage for body cam footage. Police Chief Tom Radke requested the purchase last year.
It's another tool that is in the law enforcement toolbox that we want to be transparent with people. We want to be upfront with people. And this is just a way to accomplish that.
Wrangell's Assembly approved the department's body cam policies in mid-June with little fanfare. The policy's fairly clear-cut. Officers should wear the camera while in uniform and record most interactions with the public. If an interaction isn't recorded, there has to be clear justification for why it wasn't. The cameras upload footage automatically to the storage site. If the footage is evidence in a criminal case, it has to be stored for at least 10 years. Recordings that aren't evidence will be stored by the department for 90 days. Police body-worn camera footage is public record in the same way that other police records are public. Evidence that's being used in an ongoing investigation wouldn't be released until after the investigation is complete. The department's body cam policies don't lay out clear standards for what will and won't be publicly released. Radke says it will be a case-by-case consideration for himself and other Wrangell officials. He wants to be timely, but also fair.
We want to be as transparent, as fast and as transparent as we can be, with also affording the rights of those that are being accused.
And he says he worries about fueling the small-town rumor mill.
One of my biggest fears is, there's something that happened over at the Johnson's house, and somehow, just because you're the nosy neighbor five doors down, you come in here and want to get into the Johnson's business. Do you know what I'm saying?
Protecting privacy is important to Radke, as the department smooths the wrinkles in its body camera policies. For example, in the footage released to KSDK, the audio cuts for a few seconds to mute identifying information of the driver. Radke says there's also an option to put a black box over something like a license to protect people's privacy. But officers don't have the option to edit footage by removing a few seconds here or there. That's part of the function of off-site storage. The cloud storage also logs every time someone looks at the footage. Radke says the policies could shift slightly as the department learns more about everyday use of the cameras.
These are set in stone, but they're not set in stone. Do you know what I'm saying? As far as we might have to add some things to them that we just didn't anticipate.
Radke says there haven't been issues with the rollout of the body cams yet, although some officers are still figuring out what sort of holster and chest placement works best for them.
A lot of people, a good percentage of the people, I don't think will even see them. They're dark colored. They blend in with the uniform.
Radke adds the police department is planning on holding community engagement events to educate Wrangell and take input about body-worn cameras. But those haven't been scheduled yet. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.